Well, sales of swanky homes are up considerably in Montreal. New figures from Sotheby's International Realty Canada show an 11% increase in sales of homes that are worth more than $1 million for the first 6 months of this year compared to last. And Sotheby's says the increase is in part due to politics and the PQ's defeat in this spring's election. Brett House is an economist and a senior fellow at McGill, and he's on the line now. Good afternoon.
Hi.
How significant is that 11% increase in million-dollar homes?
You know, I don't want to rain on Sotheby's parade, but I don't think it's nearly as significant as they make it out to be. You know, the numbers they present in their report are for the entire 6 months from the beginning of the year to the end of June. They don't break them down before and after the 7 April election. And so it's really impossible to see whether their speculation that this is a byproduct of the election result is truly there in the data.
What do you think, though? Do you think it could be partially tied to that?
Oh, you know, it could be partially tied to that. Anecdotally, both economists, people in the real estate sector, and business people talked about how business and individuals were on hold waiting for the election result. But, you know, a number of other things were happening at the same time. At the end of March, we saw Bank of Montreal drop its five-year mortgage rate down to 2.99% again, you know, lowest levels in a generation. We were coming out of a really rough winter, and people were starting to look at housing again. You know, traditionally, people don't really go to many open houses when there's a foot of snow on the ground. And, you know, the economy remains stable. So all three of those things, in addition to the election, probably contributed to a bit of a bump. But if you look at the month-by-month data that Bank of Montreal puts out, actually there you see in May that sales were down in Montreal compared with the previous year. So, you know, I think the data is pretty mixed. I don't think it shows a big reason to think that we've got a huge amount of confidence back in the real estate sector.
And what about how we compare the rest of Canada? They seem to have more confidence there, no?
Yeah, you're seeing much more activity both at the high end in posh housing and in the lower end, you know, stuff that you and I can afford in places like Toronto, Calgary, and Vancouver. Montreal is continuing to lag them pretty substantially.
But everybody's going up. Are we at risk of a bubble here?
I think we're at massive risk for a bubble. The OECD, the International Monetary Fund, and a lot of market analysts have pointed out that Canadian housing prices for the country as a whole, on average, are way out of whack with the cost of renting housing or with the pace of wage increases across the country. We're at historical highs. We've almost never seen housing prices stretched out as far as they are right now. And traditionally, when we get out of whack on these two measures, we tend to revert back to the averages from past decades. So right now we're at a really vulnerable point where unless we see a lot of continued immigration, a lot of money coming in from places like China and Russia where people are scared to keep their cash, it's entirely possible that we're going to see a big correction in housing prices.
Does the fact that in Montreal we're lagging behind a little bit behind the rest of Canada mean that the impact of that crash might be a bit softened here? Or
No, unfortunately, what the Sotheby's data doesn't reveal is how much oversupply we've got in the condo market below $1 million. Now, again, I'm referring back to some data put out by Bank of Montreal and some of the real estate sector data, and it shows that the inventory of condominiums on the market stood at about 6.8 months worth in May of 2012. That rose to 9.9 months in May of last year. By May of this year, that was up to 11.5 months. So we've got a huge amount of condo inventory already on the market that isn't being snatched up, and we've got more coming in places like Griffintown and other emerging neighborhoods. So we've got way too much supply for the demand.
Brett House, thanks very much for this.
Okay, thank you.
That's Brett House. He's an economist. He's also a senior fellow at both the Jean Sauvé Foundation and the Center for International Government Innovation at McGill.